Chapter 3. An Extended Visit. At dinner that night, everyone asked how Jane was feeling, and Elizabeth had to tell them how unwell Jane was. On hearing this, Bingley's sisters repeated 3 or 4 times how much they were grieved. Then they seemed to think no more of the matter. Elizabeth had been beginning to like them. However, their apparent indifference toward Jane restored Elizabeth's former dislike. Mr. Bingley, indeed, was the only one of the party whom Elizabeth liked. He was clearly worried about Jane, and he made Elizabeth feel very comfortable in his home. She suspected the others felt as though she were intruding, but Mr. Bingley was most welcoming. Miss Bingley was engrossed by Mr. Darcy, as was her sister Mrs. Hurst. When dinner was over, Elizabeth returned directly to Jane. Miss Bingley began saying nasty things about Elizabeth as soon as she left the room. Miss Bingley said that she found Elizabeth proud and impolite, and thought that her conversation skills were lacking. Also, it was certain that Elizabeth did not share her sister Jane's beauty. Mrs. Hurst thought the same, adding, "She has nothing, in short, to recommend her but being an excellent walker. I shall never forget her appearance this morning. She really looked almost wild." "She did indeed. I could hardly keep a straight face. Very silly to come at all. Why must she be running about the country because her sister has a cold? Her skirt, dirty from the mud, and her hair, so untidy from the wind." "Your observation may be very exact," said Mr. Bingley, "but this was all lost upon me. I thought Miss Elizabeth Bennet looked remarkably nice when she came into the room this morning. Her dirty skirt quite escaped my notice." "You noticed it, Mr. Darcy, I am sure," said Miss Bingley, "and I am inclined to think that you would not wish to see your sister make such an exhibition."
"Certainly not."
"To walk 3 miles up to her ankles in dirt, and alone, quite alone. What was she thinking? That sort of independence shows total indifference to the rules of polite society," said Mrs. Hurst. "It shows an affection for her sister that is very pleasing," said Mr. Bingley. "I am afraid, Mr. Darcy," observed Miss Bingley, "that this adventure must have changed your admiration of her fine eyes."
"Not at all," Mr. Darcy replied. "They were brightened by the exercise."
Mrs. Hurst offered, "I like Miss Jane Bennet very much. She is really a very sweet girl. I wish with all my heart she could be well settled. But I am afraid there is no chance of her having a future with our family, not with her family background." "I think I have heard you say that their uncle is a lawyer in Meryton," said Miss Bingley. "Yes, and they have another who lives somewhere near Cheapside." "If they had uncles enough to fill all Cheapside," cried Mr. Bingley, "they would be just as agreeable."
"But it most certainly reduces their chance of marrying men of any consideration in the world," replied Mr. Darcy.
To this, Mr. Bingley made no answer. His sisters, though, agreed wholeheartedly. They took delight for some time at the expense of their dear friend's vulgar relations. When Jane, at last, had recovered from her illness, Elizabeth made plans to go home. Mrs. Bennet wished them to stay longer in the hopes that more time spent with Mr. Bingley would be profitable for Jane. The sisters were, however, intent on returning home. Mr. Darcy was happy to hear the news of their planned departure. Elizabeth had been at Netherfield long enough. She attracted him more than he liked, and he worked very hard not to let her become aware of his attraction. He remained cold and aloof. The young ladies returned home and learned that the Bennets were to have a visitor. Their cousin, Mr. Collins, was coming for dinner. Mr. Collins was to inherit their home after Mr. Bennet died. The relative who originally left the property to Mr. Bennet stipulated that it must always be left to male heirs. As Mr. Bennet had no sons, it would go to his cousin. Mrs. Bennet often said that this man could turn them all out of their own house in the event of Mr. Bennet's death. Her dislike of the man was openly declared. Mr. Collins was a parson and talked at length about a lady in his parsonage named Lady Catherine de Bourgh.
She was a wealthy, high-class woman, and Mr. Collins held her in high regard. Mr. Collins, although putting on an appearance of humility, was a pompous man. Soon after the dinner, he surprised Elizabeth with a proposal of marriage. Mrs. Bennet's opinion of him quickly changed. Their marriage would mean that Mrs. Bennet and the other girls would not be put out upon the death of Mr. Bennet. Elizabeth, however, refused the marriage proposal as she found Mr. Collins to be self-important and intolerable. Mrs. Bennet begged her husband to talk Elizabeth into marrying Mr. Collins. She declared that if Elizabeth refused to marry him, she would never speak to her again. Mr. Bennet, who found Mr. Collins to be as annoying as Elizabeth did, informed his daughter that she was in a difficult situation. If she refused to marry Mr. Collins, her mother would never speak to her again. But if she agreed to the marriage, her father would never speak to her again. In the end, Elizabeth rejected the parson, and Mr. Collins proposed to Charlotte Lucas not long after. To Elizabeth's surprise, her close friend accepted. Charlotte saw it as a favorable engagement. She was not romantic and was looking for stability. Mr. Collins had a steady income and could offer her a good home. She was content with the arrangement.